Hey everybody, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy, and welcome to Lunch with Norm, the Rise of the Microbrands. Lunch with Norm. Lunch with Norm. All right, so today I'm going to be joined with by Shane Oglow. He's my partner over at PR Reach. I am going to have a lot of fun just kind of raking him over the coals. But anyways, in this episode, we're going to be discussing the power of public relations, not press releases, the other PR, and what it can do for small businesses as well as Amazon sellers. So, Kelsey, where are you?
Hello, happy Monday.
How's it going, son?
Hey, not too bad. I got a little haircut.
Well, isn't that special? Yeah, I got a little beard cut.
There we go. Ooh, very nice. Very nice. All right, everyone, you guys know the drill. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. We got it all covered. And you can find us on anywhere you listen to your podcast, whether that's Apple, Spotify. Just search Lunch with Norm and you'll be able to find us. And if you haven't yet, please join our Facebook group. We just, I'll put the link right here, facebook.com. Just it's
facebook.com/group/31573567, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah. You can search up Lunch with Norm, Amazon FBA and e-commerce collective, and you'll be able to find us. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And smash that like button.
That's it. Don't forget that, Kels. That's very, what I hear is that's very important.
It's very, very important. So if you haven't yet, for those watching, hit that like button, share this video out. And enjoy the show.
All right. So before we get started, just like Kelsey said, if you have any comments or questions, throw them in the comment area and we will get to them during the show or after the show. Matter of fact, Shane is going to have to kick around after the show for at least an hour for private consultation on public relations. He doesn't know he has to do that yet, but anyways, we're going to make him stick to that. Okay. So anyways, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show. And now, the one and only Shane Oglow.
Hello.
How are you, Shane?
You know, I'm good. You know, I really like that intro music. It's just like kind of, you know, you just, yeah.
You were grooving to it, weren't you?
It was pretty cool. I don't know where you found that, but I
That was
I
really Hayden. Like Hayden composed it.
He composed it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. A talented young man.
He's a talented young man, not like his dad. But so, Shane, just in case anybody doesn't know, if anybody's listening, just can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Oh, by the way, the one thing, if you want to know a detailed report on this guy who's chased down bank robbers, who's been shot in the head, who's, I mean, there's a whole bunch about Shane Oglow that you got to hear, and that's on I Know This Guy. He did a full podcast with us, and I didn't even know the stuff that you were involved with. And you're probably a whole bunch you never told me, or maybe your wife. But I was blown away, by the way. I got to tell you that.
Well, that's cool. Thank you very much. And you know, that's all we could talk about in 45 minutes. I mean, that was just, there's a thousand stories in between those gaps. So yeah, we need to do like a 3-hour special. We're just sitting around a fireside and sip martinis or something and
cigars
or cognac or yeah. Well, I don't do cigars, but I'll have cognac too. And by the end we'll be looped
the Popeye and ones.
Okay, yeah, the bubblegum one. So I'm Shane Oglow. I work with Norm over PR Reach. We have that and we're doing a lot of media communication stuff. I've been a Amazon seller for quite a few years, probably got started around 2013. That was good. That was the boom years. Since then, you know, Norm and I think have both really looked at a lot of areas that service the Amazon industry without necessarily always being sellers ourselves. Well, certainly me. I think Norm's always maintained his finger on the pulse there, but I've been in and out. So yeah, it's really cool. We do a lot of work with Amazon sellers, but of course now our scope is at PR Reach. It went from being just a press release company, the world's first video press release company, to more of a vertically integrated media and communications company. So we're We're doing a lot of different stuff, but it's all holistically integrated. That's the fun, exciting thing is it's all part and parcel, and it's all about branding and growing and building authority.
You know, and what I like about it is that most online sellers, specifically Amazon sellers, don't really think about some of the things that we're doing, building the brand, like through Brand Builder or public relations, which we'll get into in a second. But it's we've talked about like these three pillars of growth, which is, you know, PPC, usually rebates and press releases, and then your Amazon posts with Amazon Live now. But really, there are other pillars, and that is building your brand on Amazon or on Google, because if people don't have that authority or trust, they're not going to buy from you. And then just getting the word out there, you know, you want external traffic. And I mean, there's just so much power in public relations. So just before we get into it, what's the difference between a press release and public relations?
Well, a press release is a tool that a public relations pro would use as part of their arsenal. So a press release is just a written message that goes out, distributed in a bunch of different ways. But, you know, these days it's primarily through digital means that conveys a specific message that you want to send. And that's the cool thing about a press release. I don't want to go too far off. Is a press release is a really valuable tool because it's you're putting out the message that you want put out. It's not somebody blogging about you. It's not somebody over there writing a review. It's your message specifically, what you want to put out with your keywords and everything in there. So it's a powerful tool in the arsenal of a PR professional, and PR being public relations. And that's affecting the perception of the public of you or your brand, or your service, or what you have. So a press release is just one of the tools in there. And, you know, Norm, I just want one thing. I was thinking about this the other day when I was in the kitchen. And, I think you mentioned here at the beginning, you said a lot of Amazon sellers don't leverage this stuff. I think a lot of Amazon sellers just don't know about this stuff, period. And why is that? Because most Amazon sellers I know, even the ones that are just uber successful, a lot of them, their first business they ever had was an Amazon business. Mm. So they didn't have this outside experience. They never had to deal with advertising or marketing, or like they just didn't know the power of that repetition and how building authority, how that was important. Constantly keep your message in front of people. They had no idea. And they come into Amazon maybe through a course or something, and it's this very tight, narrowly defined universe. And it's like, oh my gosh, okay, Amazon. They don't know anything. All they do is operate within this Amazon ecosystem. And then remember when PPC came out, it was like, oh, PPC. And people are like, do I have to? Or, oh, it's bullshit that I have to do PPC to gain rank and all those things. But that's normal from the outside space. But it's only in your little ecosystem that didn't exist. So, you know, you've got your Amazon seller, let's say he's doing 50K a month or something. He's super happy. He's, you know, his revenue is going up. Great. Wonderful. It's so, so important to make that transition off of Amazon. And, you know, most people, this is their typical pattern. They're like, okay, my sales are up. I don't want to be dependent on Amazon. And what if I get suspended? What if this, what if that happens? Because we all hear the horror stories. It's getting tougher, Amazon. It is getting tougher. It's easier to get it's easier to get little things than it used to be. It's not the Wild West anymore. Anyways, so they say, okay, I'm going to start my own Shopify account, for example. And what happens is they go out and they'll just get an order or two, maybe 10 in a month, and that's it. Like it's a totally different game because now you're responsible for your own traffic. And that's where I think both of us really see the power of public relations, because you have to, first of all, you need to start building some Google love. That's the only way you're going to get traffic. Well, I shouldn't say the only way, but it's advertising, Facebook, Google ads, you know, Bing, whatever you're going to do. Great. Social media, sure. But you need to have a search engine presence. That's all there is to it. So you need to start building some authority, coming up in search rank, whether that's your site, a news article we get up there about you, about, you know, whatever it happens to be, but some real estate taken up on search engines. Once you do that, then you'll start to get a bit more traffic. Okay, then you'll start to steamroll a little bit. Then we can really layer in the public relations, and that's when you're, and I don't want to go too far in and here, but you know, you're getting the high traffic, high authority placements, and you can drive those links to your Amazon page, your Shopify page, wherever you want. But the point is you start building a brand, a real brand, not just a nameless Amazon brand like everyone else. That's what makes it a lot easier to move into Walmart or to eBay or into physical retail or other marketplaces, because you're carrying that brand weight with you. But it's a process. I mean, it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. And when I go back to that example of an Amazon seller, they're hitting a milestone. They're like, hey, now I need to start being off Amazon. They do that and they kind of get their head smacked. And they go back into Amazon because that's their bread and butter. And who can blame them, right? So that's, I think, really the when it comes to the Amazon side and sellers, I think that's really our focus, is to help those small and medium-sized businesses, especially. Absolutely large companies can do it too, to start establishing that presence off of Amazon, to try and get some of that authority going. And I think we could probably come up with 100 reasons why you need brand authority, like charge higher prices, higher conversion rates. You know, you become a bit more recession proof. Like there's your multiples go up when you go to sell, you start building a list, like all these things start to happen that we're always told about, but how do you make it happen? How do you build that authority? How do you drive traffic? Well, this is how. And it's so much more economical than advertising, because, you know, you do advertising, that's great, and it should be a component of what you're doing, but you turn the ads off and that's it. PR sticks around forever. It's there forever, those links. So you can continue to use those and leverage them in social media and all kinds of stuff. And this went from one little tiny explanation to me going off on 10 minutes on a tangent. So
that's typical, though. I have to, you know. Yeah.
You should have a mute button.
Well, just to, we will. Yeah. I wish. I do. Yeah. No, Kelsey's got the power. So, but anyways, you know, one of the things that that blew me away when we were looking at bringing on press or public relations was when Michelle, who is our senior public relations person, we said, what kind of return can we expect? So Shane, why don't you talk about that a little bit? This is crazy.
Yeah, the return is nuts. I mean, it can be 50 to 100 times ROI over the course of time. And I think that's the typical range. And also the retention rate, Norm. Like, you know, like I said, Michelle, before she joined our team, she had an agency for like 17, 18 years. And the average length that she retained a client was 7 to 9 years, because it's just so effective. And I think the big thing for most people is getting over that initial hump, because the first 1, 2, 3 months, you need to get that flywheel going, right? You're building media lists, you're understanding the product or the service, you're perfecting the pitch, you're starting to get things going. And then if you want to get into print media, for example, you know, they run on, you know, maybe as short as a 3, probably more typically close to a 6 month timeline. So, you know, if you want to get into Cosmo magazine, well, they're already planned out 6 months ahead or 4.5 months ahead or whatever that case may be. Now, little opportunities might come up in the meantime for placements that are, you know, something fell out or, you know, they need to make adjustments. But for the most part, gets that flywheel going, you know, that first few months to really start cooking with gas. And as you get deeper and deeper, the opportunities just roll and roll and roll. That's a really cool thing about it.
Yeah. And I am not, I don't even want to say the name of our company really, but this is about public relations. And one of the reasons why we got into this was because people got public relations and press releases mixed up. Yeah. And even like last week, people did a press release thinking that it was public relations. And, you know, they're expecting that they're going to be nationally exposed. Mm. Every keyword's going to be covered. They're going to drive tons of traffic, and it's just not the case, especially with press releases. If you're publishing one press release, you've published one press release, big deal. You've got to do that continuously. But the other part to this is using public relations to tie it in. So another reason why we got into this was people were asking us to get into Forbes or in the New York Times or in these major papers, thinking that we could do it with press releases. Press releases will publish it, but just think of it as your brand. So for me, soap, if somebody going to go out and, or Norm the Gnome, is somebody going to go out to the Washington Post and they have, they know my brand automatically, of course, and then they're going to look up Norm the Norm or Norm the Gnome, and you know there's going to be tons of traffic. It's not going to happen. Press releases are typically driven for authority. They're typically linking back to your Amazon listing or your Shopify listing to gain authority links. That's it. But to get that extra exposure and to have that ongoing exposure and to have that link, that's incredible. Like we've had, I know Michelle's contacted us just a few weeks ago about gift guides. Like if you're an Amazon seller and you're not thinking gift guides, you've missed out. You've probably, like the average Amazon seller probably missed out on at least a third of their sales. What do you think?
Yeah, it could be. And you know, there's some really famous ones. There's lots of up and coming ones, but people really lean on those for gift ideas. They're getting more popular than ever. It's not a fad.
Yeah. And you get like, for instance, at least the ones that we know, there's 2,500. Well, and there's the niches in those 2,500. And then you've got the niches in the different trade magazines. So, you know, if you've launched something that's for pets, there's so many different outlets for it. But again, Shane, let's talk about the different types of exposure that you can get. And when people talk about earned media, what are they talking about?
Yeah, earned media is where you're getting media placements, like you said, Forbes or websites, you know, TechCrunch or even with influencers, bloggers, gift guides. It can be anything like that. And, you know, some people, like you can go to some PR companies and you can go out there and pay for these things. We don't operate on that model. We operate on where we're not paying for the placements. It's all relationship based. But that's what earned media is, getting those media placements all over the place all the time. And that's what we're doing, is we're keeping you not only at the top of the news cycle, if you're looking at news, but on top of the media cycle as well. So you're always in the media. And the great thing is, let's say you get we get your product, your service, whatever, a really high traffic or high authority placement in a magazine or a website. Well, as I mentioned before, that never goes away. That link stays there forever. So you can do press releases about that placement. You can put it in your social media. You can use it in your newsletter. You can use it in your advertising. You can just keep using it. Like, and we've seen examples probably in the past where, you know, someone once got lucky and they got in Forbes, you know, in 2014, and it's still as seen on Forbes. That's true. You know, you can say that. So I think that's a vital component of earned media is it's powerful, it's high traffic, it's high authority, and it never goes away. And you can just squeeze every drop of juice out of it for forever. And what we're doing is month after month after month. So your competitors are looking around going, what the hell? How are they constantly in gift guides? Yep. How are they getting placed over here? How are they getting an interview at this place? What the heck's going on? Well, they got a PR pro in their corner. That's all there is to it.
Traffic blitz. Yeah, and I was going to talk about, it's very interesting. I learned so much about public relations. I thought I knew a lot. I knew nothing. But it comes down to the experience of the person on hand and their niches. And if you're going and you're working with a company that's just sort of a one-person operation, you're going to lose. Because, like, again, going and talking with Michelle, she's an expert. You sit down with her and you say, oh, hey, Michelle, I want to get into Entrepreneur Magazine. Hey, can we get into Fast Company this month? Yeah, I just have to call so-and-so. And she's on the phone and, okay, we got you an interview. Like, you know, even with this podcast, some of the ways that she's been able to market it. She is an expert in certain niches. However, if you're in the pet niche, she's not handling it. She's handing it over to somebody else. And one other thing I want to talk about is, you know, one of my pet peeves is when I see somebody that uses a press release and says that they've been seen on ABC, NBC, Fox, blah, 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 blah. I don't think that's a true, like, I don't put that on mine. Yeah, you're there. You're online. Mm-hmm. You're not seen. Mm-hmm. If you're on the Wendy Williams show, if you're on Rachel Ray, if you're on the circuit for public relations, now I can put that on my listing and I have no problems with that. And by the way, we'll hear things like, oh, hey, do you know anybody who wants to be on Rachel Ray? They're looking for this or mm-hmm. Wendy Williams or whoever. And, that's, again, what these professionals are doing. You can do it yourself, just like press releases. You can do it yourself. If it's going to be effective, I don't think it will be.
No.
Just like a press release.
Yeah, sometimes people will get lucky. But for the most part, 99 out of 100 emails you send out will never get answered. You don't even know if it's the right email address. And these people get flooded. It's all about personal relationships. And that's what, with Michelle, over 20 years experience will do for you. There's no media organization in North America where she hasn't dealt with or has a contact at. So, and she guards those very, very well. She's not going to pitch any old thing to so-and-so at Forbes or Good Morning America or BuzzFeed or, what have you. It's got to be the right fit because she's got her reputation to manage as well. So her contacts at each individual place are really what come into play. And as you said, those contacts know her, know she can deliver on things. So they'll often come here and say, hey, geez, we need something really quick, by next Friday, on this, that, and the other thing. Do you have anybody in mind? Those opportunities often just come to us as well as pitching, which is really, really vital. And I think too, I know we've talked to other PR professionals over the years and in recently, and there's a couple of big differences. Number one is you can get, a kid right out of school, came out of public relations school, and that's fine. But it's going to be a long, slow battle uphill. They might have learned some techniques. And if you talk to a PR professional, it's like you have to unlearn a lot of stuff they learn in school, which is typical for a lot of professions, I think. But they don't have the contacts. So they can write a great pitch, probably. They can write a wonderful press release. But they are not going to be able to get you that media exposure or that earned media very well. It's going to take them a lot of years to build up. Or what will happen is, you might see a PR pro who really only deals in the medical industry. Yeah. So if you've got, iPhone accessories or something, good luck. I mean, it's just not going to happen. The other difference is that most big PR firms that have the contacts like we have ask for a long contract. It's typically a year. Sometimes you might get lucky and do less if you're pointing up some heavy cash, and it's usually a big commitment. It's usually a $50,000 plus retainer just to get started. So, and that's kind of the model that we set out to bust, having the contacts of the big agency without the big upfront fee so that small and medium sized businesses can actually leverage this stuff. And not having such heavy upfront contracts. Now, there still has to be a contract because we need to get that flywheel going. You can't do it for a month and expect great results. It takes 1, 2, 3 months to really start picking up speed. But the one thing it does do for those small, medium-sized brands is it levels the playing field because you are now able to get into publications that you only thought the big brands could before. We can absolutely do that. Some of them will take more time than others, sure. But it levels the playing field and it gives you an unfair advantage. And nobody is doing, I shouldn't say nobody, very, very few people in the Amazon space even know about this, let alone do it.
I'd say 1%.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, most people don't even know what earned media is, all they know is advertising and, social media, maybe, that's it.
So I saw a comment that came back, came out from Bronwyn about, what did it say there?
PR is key to your brand building.
Okay, guys, I'm not blind, but on this screen, it's a little bit blind. It's about a millimeter, so everything kind of looks like it's pushed together. But maybe I am blind. Anyways, hey, look, if there's people out there with questions about PR, just general questions about public relations, about building your brand, about press releases, and how you can use them together, please pop them up there. Shane's here to help, you know, explain everything over the next, 15, 20 minutes. But, please feel free to ask questions. So let's talk about big brand. Okay, big brands are driven by PR. What's stopping smaller brands from doing it?
Well, just traditionally, I think the cost and the knowledge that it's even available. You know, most people think, oh my gosh, how could I possibly get into Inc. magazine or Martha Stewart or, you know, Shape or Fitness magazine? Who knows, right? Depending on your niche. You would think those placements would cost tens of thousands of dollars, and they do if you're advertising. But we're not going after those advertising spots. We're going after the freebie stuff that is there because they need content, they need good content, and they need good products, services, and they reach out to their PR pros they deal with and have contacts with to pull those in. So I don't think that there's any, and I might have mentioned this before, but I don't think there's any major North American publication or website or anything well-known that Michelle has not gotten someone into. And that includes radio, television, live events. She's done things, you know, she's gotten NFL celebrities to promote at trade shows and sign autographs, like collaborations. You know, if you sell a baby product, you know, I know that she's got I think it's like a, it's not a hospital. It's some type, I think it's some type of a care facility somewhere in California that she does a lot of work with, and they can collaborate and they can cross promote each other. Interviews. There's a lot of the PR spectrum is really, really wide. It's not just websites, bloggers, magazines. There's a whole bunch of in between stuff in the cracks. It's all really powerful stuff.
So let's go the other way. Somebody feels confident doing it themselves. They want to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of places that they can start, like Harrow, for example, mm-hmm. help a mm-hmm. reporter out. You can get into their database. You can go to Cision, and you can, I think it's around $1,000 a month, 500 to 1,000. You can get into that database, or mm-hmm. you can go out and find influencers on the internet, or you can go to people like Thomason or Intellifluence or BuzzSumo, and you can track people down. Are there any other places where you that I'm missing that you can go to find influencers, bloggers, reporters that might be able to pick up and help you out if you want to do this on your own?
I don't think so. I mean, some people scour social media or they hire a VA to target different outlets and then, you know, hire them to try and find any email addresses on there, add them to a database and do a mass mailing. Again, you know, even if you're using Cision or you have some type of a database, are the reporters going to answer you? Are you pitching it properly? They get flooded with stuff. They'll answer stuff from our people because they know her. But you can absolutely do it yourself. And sometimes you will get one, but I'd say for every 100 emails you send out, you'd be lucky to get one reply. That'd be pretty normal. And it's a frustrating, time consuming experience. Again, hire a VA, you know, and, just have them scour things, pay for subscriptions, do whatever you need to do. And just, I think if I had any advice to someone doing that is to really spend time on, you have to have your SHIT together, you know, in terms of your brand and your message. You can't just be like, hey, I sell widgets. How about you feature me? Forget it. You know, nobody's going to do that, right? So you've got to have that kind of brand story presence coming at them. So that's, you're pitching a story. You're not just pitching a product, you're pitching a story. Because the reporter doesn't want to look dumb. You know, they want to look like they're putting something of value out there. That's their job. So yeah, that's what I would do. And Harrow's another one. Like, you know, as part of our packages too, we monitor Harrow as well.
What does Harrow do?
Well, help a reporter out. I think it's 3 times a day, 5 days a week. They send out. It's a tool that journalists use or other industry professionals use to to gather information about a story they're doing. So let's say I'm a reporter for, maybe it could be for multiple sources, and I'm doing a story about, you know, turmeric and its effect on the elderly or sleep habits or whatever the case may be. I'll put this out there, say, hey, anybody know, you know, can comment on the effects of turmeric? They should be a medical doctor, or they should be a health practitioner, or they should, you know, there's usually qualifications in there to try and get information back. And so you basically give them your quick little pitch back, and sometimes they'll respond, sometimes they won't, sometimes they'll run your story, sometimes they won't. But then you can get credit for it. So they'll send you a message back, you know, maybe 3 months later, hey, I used your thing. Here's the link to the article, and they'll give you a bit of credit, which is cool. And then you can, you know, post that on your social media or do a press release on it or whatever you want to do. It's a time consuming process. And the problem I think that most, people have is that, number one, they don't have that story dialed in, and that's super, super important, because you're, you know, you need to not just be some dude sitting in your mom's basement, right, who's here today, gone tomorrow, or some gal, whatever, some person sitting in your mom's basement, you know, kind of flaky. You've got to have a solid background behind you, but also the timeliness of them, because most of them are like, I need this by 5 o'clock tonight, or, you know, tomorrow by 3 p.m. Eastern. And most people aren't prepared to have that fast turnaround for those stories and to monitor those emails 3 times a day. So that's kind of what we do, is you have to be Johnny on the spot sometimes to nail those.
Yeah, and I think in general, too, when you're talking about public relations, when you do sign up, you've got homework on your side, too.
Yeah.
So working with the public relations person, if you're not doing it just on your own, you've got to get back to them. And I don't know, I'm sure everybody that's listening has tried to build a website, but if you don't get back to the website developer, they can never finish your website. Same thing with a public relations person. If they say, hey, I've got something that's due at 5 o'clock or next day at 3, and you give it to them at 3:01, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's something that you both need to get start to work with. Now, if you have a VA that's working with you on this, that the public relations agent can work with you on, then great. Mm-hmm. But it is something that you have to be careful of. And one other thing, I wanted to give out another, if you're doing it on your own, sort of free piece of advice that you can do. One of the things that we used to do, this was back in the, well, we don't use Hootsuite anymore, but we used to, this was especially for Twitter. So we would have keywords that we'd have a stream with the keywords, and we'd monitor the keywords to see that what would be coming up, see if there would be any questions. And then if anybody was looking for information about the product, then we could send it out to them, whether it be a customer, a reporter, an influencer, whatever it is. So just kind of keep that in mind too. That's something else that you can do. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to, and we talked about it. We've been all over the map with this, but what can the e-commerce, the online seller, Amazon seller benefit? What are the benefits of public relations?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the first one is the authority. And like I said, you got your competitors kind of looking around going, what the hell? How the hell are they doing that? You become authority. And as we all know, you know, we've all done it. You go on to e-commerce site, you see a product, especially if it's a high value product or it's a technical product, you need to serve a certain function, maybe it's electronic, who knows, you tend to Google that company or that brand name. You want to see their website. Are these guys legit? Sometimes they've got better deals on their website. They've got their little funnel over there. You get some freebie, who knows? Like, people go off of Amazon or off of e-commerce platforms to search. So you type in Joe Blow XYZ company, all this stuff comes up, press releases, interviews, articles, you know, a feature on whatever, TechCrunch, you know, big site. It's like, holy guacamole, like these guys are legit. So there's the authority, and there will be traffic. You will start to get traffic because these, you know, you get a placement in, you know, Martha Stewart, you're going to get traffic from it. It's just going to happen, right? There's a lot of readership. There's a lot of eyeballs going to come on it. Again, it takes a bit of time to get the flywheel going to start to get those placements happening, but you will get them. So there's an authority. There is the traffic sales. You'll be able to eventually start charging higher prices because you will, it's a brand perception, right? It's all about perception. And I had a webinar I made. And I just went out and I Googled the old famous silicone spatula. And I just wanted to see what was going to come up. I mean, you know, so I typed in silicone spatula. And I expected, you know, I know the brand OXO, Wilton, and then another one, D'Oro, came up. I didn't know anything about D'Oro. D'Oro came up first, you know, two or three spots came up for, you know, that's a high search term. It's more of a browser keyword, not a buyer keyword. So, you know, it takes some effort to get there. So I'm like, okay, D'Oro, cool. Let's take a look at D'Oro's products. Let's take a look at what they're doing. They're driving their links to Amazon. They're driving their links to their own site. They've got a presence in different, like the Rob Report, YouTube videos, like all kinds of stuff. They got all this media happening. So they're always continually putting out this media, public relations. And I look on Amazon, and there they are. Their price is, I can't remember what it's, let's say it's $12.97 for one spatula. You've got competitors who have the exact same product, maybe even from the same factory. I don't know. Selling it for less, and sometimes three of them for less. And that's the power of having a brand name. You know, people are willing to pay more. You'll have a higher conversion rate as well. You'll start to build your list, right? Because if you start directing traffic, and you don't have to direct traffic to your Shopify listing, I say Shopify, but your own e-com site, right away, you can still drive all your links to Amazon until you're ready to start to make that transition. But as soon as you do, you'll start to build a list. And of course, a list increases your valuation. And, you know, when you go to sell your company, if you've got all this external traffic coming in, and I think, you know, anywhere from 30-40% of traffic coming into Amazon, for example, is coming from search engines, that's a healthy piece of the pie you're able to take a slice of. So all these things combine to really increase those valuations. And I think that's where a lot of Amazon sellers are really focused. They've got that 2-year, 5-year, 10-year horizon to exit their business. And public relations is what helps you, boom, expand those platforms, marketplaces, and, you know, have just better numbers across the board, and then flip that for a lot more money.
So
I'm sure there's a lot more too, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Yeah, and those would be the main ones I would think about too. But yeah, just going back to what you're talking about with authority, and if you do not have that, if you're a micro brand selling on Amazon and you're not a household name, people are going to, like you said, search you out. If you're the first thing, if you're not consistent with your brand, so if your social media is off target, your Shopify site is off target, and it could be the content that you've got out on the internet is off target, then it's going to add a little bit of doubt. It might be an amber flag. If you've got it all bang on, then you've got a sale. You'll convert authority to trust, and then you've got it. And what I love about it is if you can drive it over to your Shopify store and you can get them to build that list, they just ask. I haven't had him on the podcast. I hope one day I'll get him on, but Charles Livingston. Ask Charles Livingston how important a list is. You know, this guy has made gazillions off of repurposing that bloody list that he builds. And, you know, that's another thing that I think a lot of people don't think of is building that list. Amazon's going to take care of it. Well, you can build that your own list. And that list is it's priceless at the end of the day. Mm. But I know, Kelsey, I think there was a question or two. I can't read them.
From Bronwyn. What is the average cost for a PR product launch campaign, and is what a time frame for traction on sales?
Yeah. First, one of the things, Bronwyn, is that with public relations, it's an overall maintenance program, basically. So it's not like a rebate program, or it can be built into an influencer or brand ambassador program, but it's really an ongoing program that you would have. There's all sorts of packages. Like Shane was saying earlier on, most of the press release public relations companies are probably charging anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month, I would think. We've got a program that we've developed for smaller businesses, targeting the Amazon seller and the Amazon seller and the online seller. And that could range anywhere from a few grand up to, I think on average is about $4,000, Shane.
$4,000 a month is that package. And that's actually our shortest term contract. And for us, we're sticking our necks out a little bit. And the only reason we can stick our necks out on that one is, like, unlike most PR firms, we guarantee you placements every single month. We're not going to guarantee getting to Martha Stewart next month because that would take some time, but we will get you placements because we have such an extensive network of people we know. But most PR firms, if you're just an Amazon seller and you sell, you know, silicone spatulas and kitchen gear, okay, great. You know, we help develop your brand, your story, your corporate profile, CEO bio, those types of things. It's all about the pitch, right? So we're not just going to say, yeah, here's another black silicone spatula. It's no, here's why you want to promote this particular one. But with the product launch package, most PR firms don't have these types of things. Normally I have a strong Amazon background. That's why I wanted to offer this, is we're not going as heavily after those big media outlets. Maybe you do want to be in Forbes. Maybe you deserve to be in Forbes. Maybe you've got a rags to riches story. I don't know. Who cares? Great. You know, we'll focus on that. That's long term. But in the short term, we're focusing more on influencers, bloggers, micro influencers, gift guides, those types of things, like sort of those immediate product placement things, versus if you're you want to take a longer term approach for a larger brand, or you're a service-based business, or, you know, whatever the case may be, we're going to go a bit heavier onto that, those big media sites right away, right out of the gate. So we guarantee those placements, and we only have a 2-month contract right now. It's 60 days because we know we can get some placements really quickly. And I think we guarantee like 6 placements a month. Like it's insane. It's insane what we can do there. But most PR firms won't give you any guaranteed placements a month, but it's only because of our network. But those are the types of placements we're going to go for right out of the gate. And as we're doing that, we're going to be pitching bigger ones and bigger ones and bigger ones. And hopefully you'll extend and stay with it because you'll see the results we're getting.
Yeah.
That was a long-winded answer.
Bronwyn, I've talked about this, I think, a couple of podcasts ago, but we have one client and they get featured on Wirecutter, and they'll all of a sudden have a spike in sales. And now this is an 8-figure company brand that we're talking about. So it's not a small brand, but all of a sudden they'll have an extra $100,000 that come in a week or two, usually it's over a week or so, but $100,000. And like, where did that $100,000 come from? Wirecutter, you know, because they run a promotion. They're featuring it as best in category product. So it's a review site. That's the other thing that that helps with public relations too, like sites like that. Now, I did see something from Dr. Cause that I want to talk about.
Yeah. So can you explain which channels you use for press release distribution, for example, Business Wire, any others?
Yeah, I can handle that one, Shane. I think I can. You'll have to just, you know, let me know if I say anything wrong. But there's a variety. This is really important. It's a great question, Dr. Cause. There's so many different channels you can go out, and there's so many different types of press releases so many different types of distribution channels. So you've got a traditional press release that's typically the most expensive. Could range anywhere from $500 to $1,500. You've got your traditional or just your regular online media, your online press release, which is going out to all the online companies. And then you've got social media press releases that go out to online companies, social media, like social shares. It'll go to influencers, bloggers, journalists through Twitter. And traditional do the same, by the way. And these ones run from $100 to $200, $300 maybe. So different quality press releases. Then it comes down to the writing of the press release. So many press releases are written through people that are blog article writers. Not the same. They don't know how to put it together. They don't know, you know, what the distribution or the media outlets are looking for. So media outlets, what am I talking about? Search engines. You could be talking about newspapers, radio, and this is all online, by the way. You're talking about news organizations, content marketing agencies like MarketWatch or the Associated Press, those type of distribution channels. So distribution, I always ask for a list. So when you're working with a press release company, ask for their distribution list for the type of press release that you want. And if you don't see any of the Cision products on there, like PR Newswire, Access Newswire, some of the bigger ones, those are all distribution channels. There's also all sorts of other micro channels that companies work. They have their own, at e-releases or like with us, we've developed these networks with either trade magazines or geographical regions. We have, different people or magazines that we'd work with. So it's important that you ask for that. And the other part to this, especially if you're working with that social media press release or the traditional one, you want to ask about or make sure that they're going out to bloggers, going out to influencers, especially, let's say you're in the pet niche. Okay, are they going to be able to do anything for you? Now, one thing not to expect is that you're going to get a ton of exposure. We had this question come up this week about authority links and pixels. And why didn't I get, 100,000 views? Well, first of all, you put the pixel on to like our press release, which is hosted on our site. You're not allowed to put a pixel on the 400 that just went out, so that you can't track it. It's impossible to track. Also, you're not getting a ton of traffic. You're getting the links. That's what you're doing if you're working with an Amazon, like for your Amazon listings, let's say, or to get ranked. And you want to do it multiple times. So if you're doing an Amazon listing or a rank campaign, you want to have that tied in with, 3, 4, 8 different press releases over a short period of time. If you want it to rank, if you want it just to rank on Google and become more of an authority site, Shane, what do you think? Like even once a month is good, if at minimum, right?
Yeah, it's just book consistent, just like advertising, just consistently do keep it up there. And it will start to have long-term effects. You got to be looking in the future 6 months, a year down the road before you start to see search engine rankings really being affected by it for certain keywords. But yeah, you'll constantly keep that authority out there. And that's a nice thing to do for people on a real tight budget. Drip one in every month or two. Or we've got our new site will be up here very, very shortly, within a day or two. And we've got a new little value bundle where you can do 5 PRs a month for a really, really low price, especially if you want to make the effort to write it yourself. You can save some money too. That's an excellent way to just build that authority, and it will start to build your search engine rankings. And just going back to something you said there, Norm, press releases, it's really, really important that they're formatted properly. A lot of times you'll get a really, really good writer. Like they're a fantastic writer, but they wrote it like ad copy or they wrote it like a blog. And that's not the best thing to do for a press release, because you'll get limited distribution or maybe an outright rejection if it's too salesy. We just want to feed this machine what they want. And Google treats a news item differently than other pieces of information. And in fact, they view it more favorably according to the last Google update. So if you want to teach yourself, it's actually not that hard. It takes you a few kicks of the can, but you just have to follow a very strict format. Right. That's the nice thing about it. It's not like you're freestyle writing going for a Pulitzer Prize. It follows a very strict format. So anyone can learn to do it, really.
Yeah, and there are PR guidelines. You can find them anywhere on the internet. I mean, you can go to our site and you can just download them, and it'll tell you exactly what to do and what not to do. But anyways, let's get back to misconceptions. Oh, you know what? No, I want to talk about George at Clear Ads and what public relations brand building can do. So this is, guys, I was blown away. And again, this is just in general, okay? So we're talking about what press release public relations can do. It's not what this company can do. It's what PR can do.
Yeah, I mean, George is, for anyone that knows him, he's a hell of a nice guy.
Smart guy.
Yeah, he really knows what he's doing. He runs an Amazon advertising agency. They focus on Amazon DSP. That's the demand side platform. And if you're a new seller, you probably don't know what that is. Anyone want to use it anyways. It's, you know, once you start selling, it's something you want to look at. Anyways, we started off with George just doing a high-end press release. So we call our News Dominator, which will be up on our site shortly. It's uses the highest end authority. It accesses our group of nearly 2 million influencers and reporters and trade magazines and stuff. And then we switched them over to what we consider like intermediary products. So the kind of PRs on this side, getting into what we call brand builder, which uses PR, and then a lot of other different types of content. We create videos and podcasts and all kinds of stuff and articles. And we bundle it all together and syndicate it. And then we have on the far end of the spectrum, we have that public relations and earned media. We're going out there actively trying to find you these high traffic, high authority placements. So anyways, George started with this high-end PR before we moved him into the brand builder product. But after a single month, he sent me these panicky emails. He's like, holy crap, I can't believe it. And he had these big red circles. He already has an SEO guy. He's got a service-based business, and they couldn't believe the jumps they had made and their Google rankings. And I was like, oh man, that's awesome. I'm just so happy for you. Great, great, great. And he was just over the moon. The problem is it did a little bit too good. And we started to outrank Amazon for some of their own terms. Advertising on Amazon and Amazon DSP, I think, were the two terms. And it got noticed by Amazon. Unfortunately for George, the article he submitted for us that we published, I guess technically he was in violations of terms of service. So Amazon phoned him up and said, hey, George, you know, we see you're doing great. We got a problem though. He's like, oh, what? You're in violation of TOS. He's like, oh, I had no idea. So he calls me up and he's like, Shane, I had no idea I was doing this. Can we pull these down? I'm like, yeah, we could do it. It's going to take us weeks. So he's in a big panic. He was worried. They called him back. This time it was the head of the R&D. I think it was the head of R&D for Amazon DSP, called him back and said, hey, George, about those articles. Said, yeah, it's just like one or two left. We're getting them all down. He goes, yeah, that's great. He goes, you know, you wouldn't have been in violation if you were a partner. So if you want to be a partner, just click the link below. It was like, oh, like the heavens opened up, right? And the sun came down and shined on him. He said, further to that, we'd like to talk about working together to develop our products together as we deliver these products, because the information that he put out was high value information. He has got a really good writer. So it's very technical too, DSP. You can't just go and hire someone from Fiverr to write a DSP article for you, right? So it was very interesting. It opened up this huge opportunity just with Amazon itself from this exposure. But he goes, another thing I noticed, Shane, was that conversations I've had with people, you know, 3 months, 6 months, maybe even a year ago, we had great conversations, but just no business really came of it. All started creeping back into the woodwork because they'd seen that exposure that he had. And it just validated. It's like, oh yeah, George A. Nunes. Oh geez, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, he's featured here. He's featured there. So that was a wonderful story. And again, he couldn't be a nicer guy. So I was super happy we got him those results. Now, I think, you know, managing expectations here, if you sell a silicone spatula, are we going to put you at the top of page one for silicone spatula or iPhone case in 1 month? Probably not. You know, that's a very competitive term. you know, we go after competitive terms all the time, but more often than not, what's happening is we're taking you from not being anywhere on Amazon, nowhere to be seen, or sorry, on Google, to page 3 or page 2, sometimes on to, you know, page 1 somewhere. Great, wonderful. But we can target quite a few terms when we're doing like the brand builder product, for example, because we have numerous products in there. So we can do, you know, 10, 12, 20 keywords wide and just see what we can get going. So it's I like to call it an SEO shortcut, you know, because if you went to an SEO agency and said, hey, I want to rank, my Amazon listing or my Shopify page, the top of page 1 for silicone spatula, good luck. You know, that's going to take a year, maybe less, maybe more.
A ton of money.
And you might not ever get there because we know it's hard to dislodge some of those people at the top. You know, this is a shortcut. We're getting people there sort of in 72 hours. It's not your website. It's not your direct Amazon URL. Sometimes we can get those for some terms. And that's our goal, is to get those there. But we're getting the Yahoo article, or it'll be picked up by a partner like MarTech. They'll repost, and that will be showing up top of page 1, not always, but quite often. And certainly very well if you look on Google News. Sometimes we'll get images up. So it's basically just getting your exposure. And it's month after month after month, just like any other SEO or advertising product. You know, you just got to keep at it. And slowly you'll start to get those direct links to your site or to Amazon to appear as well.
Yeah. And there's, you know, while that's happening, you could always go and, you know, start building out your own influencer network too. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, for social proof and all, you know, lifestyle images and stuff like that. But you know what, just going back, and we're wrapping it up fairly soon here, but George would not have got Amazon's attention if he didn't have the authority. Yeah. And it just goes back to what I said at the very beginning, no authority, no trust, yeah. You know? And that was an incredible, I still just shaking my head, you know, from what we were actually took Amazon down 2 pegs. He was, his Clear Ads was number 1 and number 2 on certain terms, and Amazon went down to number 3. So that ticked them off. All right. So let me see here. What have I not talked about? What else can we talk about? Is there anything that you can leave everybody with?
Yeah. You know, I think everybody's on their own different journey. You know, we all have our own budgets, our own ideas, our own experience. You know, you might be doing your first $1,000 a month on Amazon. You might be $100,000. You might be $1,000,000 a month. Who knows? What we've done is, you know, we don't want to be a one trick pony. And as I said at the beginning, everything's holistically interrelated. So whether you're doing building out nano influencer networks, whether you're just doing a press release or two a month, whether you're digging content done, all these things can tie together. And that's what I think, that big picture that most people miss. You know, you want to get that web of links going as much as you can over time. And you can't do everything out of the gate, especially if you're new. I wouldn't go for everything. I mean,
no.
Crazy times, right? If you're just getting started, you got a little bit of a budget, get the press releases going. Start doing that. Great. Wonderful. You know, if you can move up to the brand builder to start to get that search engine authority happening and a bit of traffic starting to flow and build more authority, that's the next step, you know. And then the final step is public relations. Those can be done at the same time. Some people are, hey, you know what? I'm doing an average of 150K a month. I'm ready to do both. Great. Wonderful. But you don't have to. You know, you can, this is typically what I'm helping people with when I'm talking to them, is dialing in on their goals, their budgets, where they are, where they want to be, and figuring out the right approach for them, and then say, okay, let's do this for 6 months and see where we get, and then we'll move into something else. So there's something for everyone in there. You don't have to feel excluded because you're not a big brand yet. You know, you can start to do things to build authority, but you know, on the other end of the spectrum is you got people who do really good cash on or really great revenue on Amazon, and they still don't know about this stuff. It's like,
right.
It's like, you mean to tell me you're doing $5 million a year and you had no idea that you can get placements in high end magazine? Like, dude, where have you been? And they just don't know. And again, it comes back to a lot of people who started this Amazon business, whether it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, it was their first business. and they just didn't have that experience on that advertising and, you know, billboards and like all the things that's possible to do or you had to do in the past. It's all there.
Yeah. And who would have thought 5 years ago or 10 years ago that you could be a real business?
Yeah.
Like, you're a micro brand, but you could do eight figures. But anyways, look, thank you for being on the podcast. I have a lot of fun when you're on here. I get to pull your chain. But anyways, look, completely transparent. I think everybody knows that I am involved with the press release company. What I'd like to offer, and this is, check it out. But I didn't even talk to you about this, Shane, but if there's somebody on that's live right now that wants to get a full press release done, like send us over your information, we'll publish it and we'll give you the results. All we want you to do is just come back later on, let us know how your results were. But if you want it for free, just type it in the live chat now and we'll get the first person that types it in a free press release if they want it. If there's nobody that's interested in it, I'll do it myself then. So there you go, Shane. I didn't talk to you about that beforehand. Anyways, Shane, thank you so much for being on the show. Oh, Michelle. Okay. Michelle gets it. So Michelle. Do me a favor. Send me or Kelsey over the information about your product. And all right, we'll squeeze two in. Simon, you got one too. So anyways, you're going to be loaded up. Anyways, yeah, send over the information to Kelsey or to, yeah, over to Kelsey. We'll get that sorted out for you. All right. Bronan. Okay, this is the last one. Bronan, we got you taken care of. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So, yeah, I was going to say earlier, three comments here. Do I know Simon?
I don't know if you know Simon, but, you know, Simon, everybody here, we've got a great community. And, everybody kind of tunes in every Monday, nice. Wednesday, and Friday. So nice. That's the benefit. We'll nice. Get them out something. So, Shane, expect that. I'll send you over that information once I receive it from the three winners. And I think that's it. We'll see you later, buddy.
See you soon.
Contact information.
Oh, yeah. Just Shane at PRReach.com. And that works. So Shane, like the... Is it 1957 Alan Ladd movie? It was sometime in the 50s, I think, wasn't it? The movie Shane?
I have no idea.
You've never seen the movie Shane?
No.
It's a classic. Actually, Clint Eastwood in the 80s did Pale Rider? It was based on the story from Shane.
Oh.
It's like this little kid like, Shane, come back. And he's like,
I know Ben.
You got to watch it. You got just watch it.
I'll watch Ben.
No, watch Shane. Notice there's no show called Norm, probably for a reason.
All right. So your contact information again, Shane at PRReach.com. And we'll see you later, Shane.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for coming on. All right, Kelsey, where are you?
All right. I'm here. Hello.
You got some homework to do. There's three people that are going to be sending you over information, okay?
You got a little carried away there.
I did. But anyway, it's my company. But yeah. And Shane's. And fair Shane's. Yeah. But all right. So what do we got?
Okay. First of all, for those three winners, my email's right here. So k@lunchwithnorm.com. And I guess, email me. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you haven't already, please like and share. And let me see. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcast, you can find us. Just search Lunch with Norm. And I know you've been sending me some screenshots of our success, slowly climbing those ranks. So we just want to say thank you. I think it was like New Zealand,
Australia, Israel, and Turkey, and Russia.
Yeah, and we're slowly popping up in different places, so that's great to see. And if you are looking to find the full episodes of Lunch with Norm, you can always go to the YouTube. It's called Norman Farrar. We might change that to Lunch with Norm, but we'll find all the episodes there, full length and highlight episodes. So you can get it all.
All right. So last thing is, remember, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can either go over to Lunch with Norm or to normanferrar.com and you'll see subscribe. It's doesn't suck. It's got great content. It's for online sellers to help online sellers to maximize your online experience and profit. All right. So next or Wednesday, our next guest is going to be Daryl Patterson. He's going to be coming on and he's going to be talking about PPC, some new tricks and tips and tricks for the fourth quarter. And I think Laura McCall might be on. I haven't got word back yet. But anyways, it's going to be a good one. So we'll see you on Wednesday. And remember, join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Eastern Central Time at noon. And everybody have a good day. Lunch with Norm.